and how much of a lift did Dom give you in the first half?
He was ridiculous. I mean, both the energy that he showed in his defensive plays, his drive, the three-point play. He's given this team such a lift. You know, and again, though, we got to, you know, what is happening? I mean, there's only a few things you can do now. It keeps happening. What would be one of them?
Better starts.
Slow starts.
Pardon me?
Slow starts.
What do you do? What's some of your options? You guys are all basketball bennies here. Tell me what my options are.
Don't start the game at 11 in the morning.
That's one, but that's not our option. What? Give me something. You guys, how about you got to start different people? All right, now they gave me that answer. And I said, okay. See, you three think it's the other guy that would come off the bench. One of you three, we can't start six. Can't start six. You can only start five. And if he's one of you three is not starting. You know, I got great kids. I mean, Malik was awful today. I mean, that was probably the worst he's played. He wasn't engaged in the game. Just wasn't. They're not computers. They're not machines, and they'll have bad games at times. And obviously his is an 11 o'clock start. With no shoot around, made it tough, probably.
Is it encouraging to know that you can win when he struggles, that you don't need to rely on him?
Yeah, it's nice to know you have Michael and Dom. That's what's nice to know. I thought Wenyon played better today because he rebounded. He went after balls. He missed that, shot that air ball free throw, but I'm not worried about that. I mean, that's him mentality. He's, you got time to build that, but. And then I thought Derek in the second half grabbed every ball with two hands. So now all of a sudden, he ends up with he couldn't get near a ball. He goes with six rebounds and probably a majority of them, and he had three blocks in the second half where he just grabbed balls with two hands. And it's just, and we talk about it every day, but they he made an effort in the second half to do that.
What exactly have you done, John, with the slow starts up until now? To try to, prevent it from happening?
How we practice, what we're doing defensively, what we're doing offensively, so we could see, because a lot of times it may be technical, but the other side of it may be one or two players, and if you're aggressive, you can see who they are right away. Bang, you two, out. You're killing us. And so, but we, again, this was a hard game because, one, Billy's done a great job. I felt good. I watched a couple other games, and then I watched a game in Florida, and I'm like, oh, man. I mean, they had Florida beat. Dead to rights, they should have won the game. Florida made three threes, and I'm looking at this saying, wow. They're also, A&M is they are playing the way this team needs to play and getting the ball where they need to get the ball. And, when you look today and you saw Williams for 20 and 13, he just absolutely killed us. So knowing that and knowing what I saw here, I was a little worried coming into the game. But you're already the one seed. You're already the champion. This is a kind of throwaway game. And we had to play and play well and fight. And what I tried to tell them, this is for your seed. This is all about your seed. This isn't about this game. The better your seed, the better chance you have at advancing. And what you want to force them to do is they got to give you the seed you deserve. And to do that, you got to win games. And road games are good. I would say that our strength of schedule from this point is probably 10 strength of schedule. And I would imagine the other numbers for our team are in the single digits, 6, 7, 8. And let me say this. Did I say this to this group? I'm getting older. Sometimes if I repeat it, say you already said that, okay? There's no one beating anybody by 30 like we did in 15. That team I had in 15, we just were whomping on people. Everybody, you look at all these scores of everybody. They're one-point games. They're overtime games. This team could have lost that. Now, the teams at the top are winning those close games, but they're not burying anybody. So we're not the only team that's you know, struggling to get away from people. Our issue is we got to start better, and we got to try to do this for 40 minutes and then see who we are.
Like, why is that, John, that there's no burying, like you say?
There's all, no what?
No burying of teams. Like,
I don't know.
All over.
I don't know. Probably there's more balance. You know, you take a team like Kansas, they're winning all those close games because those two guards are really good and they're veterans. And so I think what's happened is the teams that have veteran players, you know, they're taking care of business. And we're probably one of the few young teams that's winning. I mean, out of 200 or 350 schools, we're 340-something in age. Like, we're the youngest team in the country trying to play. But Dom makes us older now. Michael makes us older. Derek makes us older. All of a sudden, we're playing three seniors, along with a bunch of other freshmen.
Are you taking that seed mentality to the SEC tournament?
Yeah, I always do. It's going to be crazy. We don't know who's going to be 8 and 9. We don't know. But all I know is the teams that are in there all gave us good games and should have beat us. And so the 8 and 9 first game will be a hard game. But the tournament to me is all about preparation. That's why I don't like it to be Sunday. Because when they throw you in a Thursday game like they did last year, that's 5 games in 8 days if you get to the second game. It's 5 games in 8 days for these young kids. It's not fair. So you play Sunday and they put you in a Thursday bracket, you better hope that team Saturday is as tired as you and they played on Sunday. It's a hard game to win.
And your scoring has been down. You guys were rolling out points.
Well, we're playing different. We're playing a little different. We're using more clock. We're making people play us in the half court. Teams are flying back so we don't get it in transition. And then they're crowding the court, which means you can't throw one pass and shoot a ball. You're going to have to move it, which is fine. My teams have played grinded out basketball, and we could score 90. This team could score 100 if you play the wrong way. You play the right way, and we have to score 70 to win a game. I think the national championship team in that game scored 71, 72, 73. It was something like that. So,
would you say you guys are in a good place right now?
What do you mean by a good place? What do you mean?
In terms of the developmental curve of where you're at this stage.
We haven't peaked. Let's just say that. We have not peaked. That's the good news. The bad news is we haven't peaked.
Coach, is there anything y'all did differently to take Tyler Davis out of the game in the second half?
We backed off. We did what Billy did. What Billy did to us, I looked at it. We just did what he did to us, I did to him. We just said, we're not playing this guy, and get in and make sure, because we know how good he is. And he can make free throws. So if you foul him, he's... And he and Bam were both physically wearing each other out. So it's a tough matchup for both.
Johnny, you got one more?
Yeah, Briscoe, I mean, he didn't shoot well, but he had 8 points. At 7 points... 8 assists, 6 rebounds. What did you think of that, how he played?
Well, I didn't think he had energy to start the game, and I think when Dom went in, everybody saw it. Like, oh, my gosh, it was just changed what happened. But then De'Aaron Fox gets a second foul, and he goes back in, and he has a will to win. He'll will his team. But, you know, making free throws, making some open shots, you got to do it. You can't, I'm okay. No, you're not. He is a good enough shooter to make free throws. He's a 33-4% three-point shooter. He's a 70% free throw shooter, and he's going 1 for 4 and 5. Not acceptable. Not acceptable. Can't have that guy in a late game if it's a close game. They're going to foul him. But he is a defensively, you look at every tough ball we came up with in that game. The offensive rebound on the free throw, that was him. There were 2 rebounds down the other end where they missed. That was Isaiah Briscoe. That's who he is. But good win for us. Billy's done a great job, and I'm hoping we don't have to play them in the tournament. Please. It's not who we want to play.
Thanks, everyone.